Chapter 16. Sonny sat in the vast ornamental living room of a disproportionate McMansion in Concord with Elsa and John Markham.
"You've talked to our daughter," Elsa said.
"I have.
How is she?"
"She seems fine," Sonny said.
"She's still in that place," Elsa said.
Elsa Markham was slim and tall, with silver blonde hair and a dark tan. Her husband was also slim and tall, but his hair was dark and worn longish. He, too, had a deep tan.
"Yes," Sonny said, "she's at the renewal place."
"Does she have friends?"
"She has a boyfriend," Sonny said. "He seemed nice."
He hadn't seemed anything to Sonny, but she thought it might reassure them.
"Oh, God," Elsa said. "Unsupervised, of course."
"Well, actually," Sonny said, "there's quite a lot of supervision. At least there are quite a few rules. No drugs, no alcohol, no smoking. Interestingly enough, no meat."
"Sex?" Elsa said.
"No casual sex," Sonny said, "only as part of a relationship."
"Well, isn't that sweet?" Elsa said.
"They seem to be close," Sonny said.
"Sex is for marriage," Elsa said, "not for relationships."
"Really?" Sonny said.
"You don't believe that?" Elsa said.
"No," Sonny said, "I guess I don't."
"Well, we do, and we won't have a daughter who believes otherwise."
"But maybe you do," Sonny said.
"She's been corrupted by this cult."
"It's not really a cult, Mrs. Markham. They don't advocate much that most people wouldn't approve of."
"We are not most people," Elsa said.
Sonny looked at Mr. Markham, who so far had sat in grim silence as his wife talked.
"So is Cheryl your biological daughter too, Mr. Markham?"
"Of course," he said. "What kind of question is that?"
"I don't mean to pry," Sonny said, "although prying is sort of my profession. But why is her name different than yours?"
"Our name was originally DeMarco," Elsa said. "We changed it as John began to make his way in business."
"Why?"
"DeMarco seemed so North End, you know?"
She wrinkled her nose.
"Johnny DeMarco," she said, and shook her head.
"And Cheryl kept her original name," Sonny said.
"She took it back when she went off with those people," Elsa said.
"Legally, she is Cheryl Markham."
Sonny nodded.
"So I suggested that perhaps you might visit her," Sonny said. "Talk about this."
"What a dandy idea," Elsa said, and lapsed into a mimicky voice. "Would you and John care to join us on the vineyard this weekend?"
"No, we're going to visit our daughter at the Free Love Hippie Commune."
"Oh, really? How nice. Our daughters are at Wellesley."
"Okay," Sonny said.
"Not an idea that resonates."
"No," Elsa said, "it's not. Have you any others?" Her husband had folded his arms and dropped his chin and looked even grimmer. He's learned every pose, Sonny thought.
"No," Sonny said, "do you?"
"John," Elsa said.
"I got an idea," John said. "You send me a bill for your time and then go about your business."
"I don't wish to have an argument, but I would point out that you didn't hire me."
"Mistakes are inevitable," John said, "but smart people don't nurture them. Send me a bill and then leave us alone."
"And your daughter?" Sonny said.
"We will tend to our daughter."
He stood. Elsa stood. Sonny nodded and stood. No one offered to shake hands. As she drove her car down the long driveway, she spoke to herself out loud.
"Wow," she said.